This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moondoggies Pizza, I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host Moondoggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the 7th-ranked Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. I know the rankings don't mean anything to you, but it means a lot to the fans.
Sure told them that we're tied for 6th now.
Oh, we jumped up a spot.
Cool. Yeah, today I'm just looking through the Georgia Daily Times and it did have us tied for 6th.
So we're climbing.
We're climbing.
Gotta Coach, continue. We're coming off a 41-6 beatdown of Islands High School in a, I don't remember ever broadcasting the game in that kind of rain before. The weather was horrible.
Yeah, a lot of rain. That's definitely the longest I've ever coached. I coached in rainstorms before, but never to last as long as that one did. That one lasted from the beginning of the game all the way through the third quarter of just pouring down rain. And your field drains pretty well. But there was puddles on the field there last Friday night, or Thursday night.
The reason I say that, I heard somebody out here in the gallery, Coach. The reason I say that is because the press box fogged up. We couldn't see, so I had to open the window. And all the computer equipment got really, really wet. So while Teddy was doing the play-by-play, I was doing a lot of cleanup work during the broadcast.
So I know you didn't have any trouble seeing our numbers, though. That was easy.
Man, don't get me started on those great jerseys. Speaking of those are retired for the rest of the year?
Yeah, they're retired for the rest of the year. We played the mud games in them. So from now on out, our home games will be in the blue, except one game will be in gold.
The only people disappointed in that are the local eye doctors, Coach. You probably saved me a trip to the optometrist. But we're coming off a 41-6 win defensively, Coach. We're not giving up any points on the defensive side of football right now. We're shutting folks down, and you got to be pleased with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, whenever the phases of our game are all working well, defenses has definitely been, you know, flying that black flag high and proud. And I'm excited about what they've been able to do so far. On the back end, the secondary has been doing really good. I don't know the exact stats, how we are against the pass, but I know not very many teams have been able to throw on us. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Friday because I have a feeling that, you know, we're going to be tested on the back end. I thought we'd been tested before, but you know, our defensive backs are really showing up in a big way and playing fantastic ball. And then our D-line, they're getting a really good rush. They're getting good push. You can't say enough about the play of some of our outside linebackers, the way they're flying in there and causing havoc. You know, we talk about Devin Smith quite a bit. And then you have Adam Awiba flying around making a lot of tackles and Stephon Stanley flying around doing a lot of great things in the middle of the field also. And then, of course, Kayshawn and the bunch getting the push. So, yeah, there's a lot of good athletes on that side of the ball, and they're playing disciplined, they're playing hard, they're playing enthused. Excited about the black flag wave.
I thought one of the biggest keys to the game Friday night was the way our defensive line dominated their offensive line, Coach, against the Islands. They could not get any push. And they could not run the football and made them kind of, well, they couldn't pass the ball much either, but they couldn't do a whole lot on offense Friday night.
Yeah, when the defensive line wins the line of scrimmage, typically you're going to win the game. The physicality that we bring forth defensively has definitely helped us in our run so far.
4 games into the season, Coach, our linebacker play, you know, we said for weeks that we lost all of our starters, but we played a lot of kids last year at the position. They're developing good.
Yeah, you know, we lost 4 starters last year, and the 4 guys that came in, 3 of them had some significant playing time, you know, for whatever issues that may have happened last year. But those guys with the playing time, they're all in starting roles right now. And the one that didn't have the playing time was actually Devin. You know, Devin had a knee surgery last year as a freshman, and he didn't get to play during the season very much at all. And now that all these guys got playing time, Devin's flying around, and then you're really starting to see the future too, because you're seeing a couple other guys really stepping up in the linebacker spot as well. Starting with, because we're playing, you know, several players there. Zion Turner, when he filled in for Adam Awiba, he had a great game a couple weeks ago, and now we feel confident putting him in there. And we all talked about Drayton, Lowry Drayton, the way he's been playing, the way he's been stepping up in there against a run, and he's doing a really good job as well. So we're creating depth to go along with the four starters that are having such a great year.
And Mawiba coached every game, double-digit tackles that he plays.
Yeah, he's right there. Absolutely. He's averaging around 10 tackles a game.
So when the defensive line's doing their job and they're occupying, you know, the offensive line like they should, that opens up a lot of gaps, yeah, so that the linebackers can come in and make plays.
It is. It's freeing up the linebackers to make plays, and that's what you want. You want, you know, your leading tacklers to be those guys there, and that means everyone's doing their job, because, you know, it wasn't not too long ago our leading tackle was our safety. And now that's no longer the case.
You never want that, do you?
No, you don't, because you're giving up too many yards, but that's not happening now. You know, right now our secondary is doing a really good job covering the pass. Our safeties are being able to step up and get involved in the run, but at least they're not our leading tacklers right now.
This is the Brunswick Cat Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your defensive staff, you've assembled a pretty good staff on that side of the football, probably as good as we've ever had.
Definitely the best defensive staff I've ever been around. We have three guys on our defensive staff that all been defensive coordinators. Two guys have been head football coaches, and it just brings all that experience, you know, to the table. You know, last year we had a good coach in William Pennell that, you know, we lost him, but then we ended up picking up David, and he just, boom, brought a lot of experience to the back end, which we didn't have before. We're running a 3-4 scheme that David's been, you know, comfortable in doing for many years now, and he's really helped bring some more experience to what we're doing defensively, and definitely helped us improve on our Black Flag defense just from a year ago.
We'll have Coach Shores on the next segment. We'll talk about special teams and talk about safeties and just talk about anything that Coach wants to talk about. So more to come on the Pirate Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick Guy Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden House Pharmacy. And join us now, the special teams coordinator for the Brunswick Guy Pirates, Coach David Shores. Let's give him a hand, folks. Coach, we're blocking punts. We're going down. You got senior running backs and people going down making tackles on special teams. It just seems like our special teams play has improved tenfold this season. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, you know, I know they were really solid last year in the team's area. It's for credit to Coach Pender and what he's allowed me to do as far as utilizing personnel. I've got free rein on the roster to use guys that want to get out there and play. And luckily for me, they've been eager to do it. We've got a lot of hungry kids that want to make highlights, and what a great area to do it is in special teams, the third phase.
You know, when you turn on the TV on Saturday and you see these young kids playing college football that were 4- and 5-star players in high school, a lot of times they can't get on the field as freshmen and sophomores, and they make their mark on special teams. And I got a feeling that's part of the pitch when you start talking to some of these juniors and seniors and tell them, hey, if you play special teams, you can catch on anywhere.
Absolutely. You know, college coaches that recruit these kids, that's one of the phases they look at on film. You know, if it's a selfless kid that's unselfish in his play and he's willing to give great effort and intensity in special teams, they usually go after those kind of guys. Not just the star running backs, but a guy that can run down and kick off or punt and protect the guy and do different things. That's all part of what they look at when they recruit a guy.
No, these Pirate fans are in here. They want to pick your brain on how we're getting these blocked punts this season. We've had a couple of blocked punts, Coach, and yeah. Hey, last week against Islands, 5 or 6 guys could have took it off the punter's foot on that scoop and score on the blocked punt. That was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I've always loved scheming up that phase of the game, finding the weakness in the punt protection, and of course we've got them ourselves. Putting the right kid in the right place to go make a play. And you know, we've been fortunate. Nick Gray had a great block 2 weeks ago that we ended up scoring offensively off of. And then Adam Weba blocked a punt the other night where Nick was able to scoop and score. If we're able to block one this week, I told Coach Pender I think I need a raise because they got the best snapper I've seen in a long, long time. And the punter, I think, is a one-step punter. So it's going to be a chore getting there. But, of course, we've got a good plan. We're going to try to go get one.
If we did block one against them, you wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. I mean, that'd be like the icing on top of a cake or something like that. You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you work with our defensive backs primarily. You've been a defensive coordinator. You've been a head coach. Talk a little bit. You were a defensive coordinator just the last couple of seasons at Camden County. You've seen these people that were getting ready to play quite a bit over the last few years. Sure. Talk a little bit about some of the things that they may throw at us Friday night.
Well, you know, we've been preaching all week. Our word of the week was discipline. And it's very important that our kids, especially on the back end, play with great discipline, do their jobs, and don't get fooled on a lot of trick plays. GA likes to execute things at a high level, and they're known for running trick plays as part of their offense. I've been telling our kids all week, don't be too nosy. Be soft back there and keep things in front of you. I think one of the ways you get in trouble is let people get behind us. And if we can prevent that from happening, we should have a good night.
Coach, talk a little bit about the development of your safeties. Ivan Johnson's played. He's started for a couple of years now. And, you talk about Nick Gray and some of these other guys. And Ivan was banged up a little bit. I don't think he played last week.
He didn't play last week very much. He's played sparingly. He had a deep thigh bruise against New Hampstead, so we sort of held him out a little bit. But Nick Gray's really stepped up. Tyler Sams is a young kid, sophomore guys out there making plays. Tay-Tay Gadsden is a guy that's up and coming, can really run. And we've got a lot of guys that were offensive guys in the past that were skilled guys, that were running backs and got great speed, but are also headhunters and cognitive thinkers on the back end. So very lucky. I told a coach the other day, Coach Tedder, this is the best group of secondary kids I've had since I was at Peach County. That's been, 7 years ago.
We know what they turned out.
We had a great group. It included Kyrus Jackson, played corner for me, and Tyreek McGee. We had some really good players there. And this group compares to them, so I'm very happy with them.
You talk about the secondary in general. It's just they're great athletes. They got good ball instincts. Just talk a little bit about some of the pluses they bring.
Well, first of all, athleticism is the key, especially when you can play man coverage, and we play a good bit of it. But they're able to think and communicate. Ivan, like I said, is sort of the leader back there. He's got the most experience, along with Derek Smith at corner. Keon Leggett has been tremendous for us, and I think he's got a high ceiling. The leadership, they've got ball hawk ability. They go after the ball. They're physical at the point of attack. And they have great ball skills. There's a lot of things that go into playing DB. It's probably the toughest position on the field to play. You're reacting to what another great skilled player can do, and you got to stay on top of them. So You know, there's a multitude of things, and Ivan and Nick have done a great job with it so far.
Coach, talk about Glenn. They've got some tall, they've got some athletic receivers, and yep. When you're tall and athletic, that can cause a lot of problems for secondary, especially at wide receiver.
Absolutely, and that goes back to the discipline point we were trying to make earlier. You know, they like to throw the ball deep and outside to those tall guys, so we've got to do a great job of being in position to make a play on the ball or get our body into those guys so they can't make a play on the ball. The two things that scare me this week are perfect throw on a high ball to a 6'5 receiver that can go up and get it or a trick play. So we have to be very disciplined and do our jobs and do it with great technique and fundamentals.
If 35's coming off that edge like I think he's going to on Friday night, perfect throws may be hard to come by, Coach.
Well, we hope so. You know, I think our defensive front's been phenomenal all season. We've got a great blitz package that Coach Tedder's put together, and, you know, we got good athletes running that concept. So, you know, 35's going to live back there. I think 99 will be in the backfield a lot. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
Your first city championship game, Coach, you've been all over. You've seen some yeah. big rivalries in Alabama and yeah. Camden and Peach County, other places. Yeah. This is an underrated rivalry around the state. 78th meeting on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, man. I was at Wintersville for two seasons, and that's a big rivalry. But, you know, there's a different climate here, and this community is surrounded with the love of football on both sides, and I can't wait to see what it's like.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us tonight, and we're glad to have you at Brunswick High School.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here. Go Pirates.
We'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moon Doggies. Coach, we'll talk briefly about the offense last Friday night. 13 rushing touchdowns the last 2 weeks. You got to be pleased with that. That is that's big time stuff.
Not bad. No, it's probably the most rushing touchdowns I've ever had in my career in four games. It's definitely incredible. A lot of that's, credit to Coach Grady and what he's been able to do with the front and in the run game. He does a tremendous job there and orchestrating great schemes, blocking schemes. And then you got those running backs that run extremely hard. And it's definitely a blessing to have those type of athletes to go along with the coaches that we have coaching them.
All right, Coach, we're getting ready. Let's talk about the week of practice, how we injury-wise coming into the city championship game.
I think we're pretty healthy. I mean, we've had a good week of practice. I don't think we've lost anybody in practice so far, and I hope we don't lose anybody tomorrow. But for the most part, our kids have been healthy. We have a couple that have been banged up that are coming back. River Creole had an ankle sprain. He practiced some this week. It was limited practice, but he's going to dress and he's going to play. And you looked at the thigh bruise that we had on Ivan, and Ivan's had a really good week of practice. He's running around. He looks like he's full speed. So for the most part, we're pretty good. Have a couple ankle injuries in the offensive line, but they're taping him up and playing through it. So I think we're going to be okay.
City championship week, Coach. Everybody in the community is excited. Talk about, does it alter any preparations or just the hoopla surrounding? I'm sure you've got more requests for calls and media requests this week than you normally get. So talk a little bit about some of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's there. There's distractions are there if you let them be distractions. I think our team has done a really good job. Our coaching staff's done a really good job of keeping our kids focused. Our kids are locked in. We know the importance of this game. We know what we have to do. But it's like every Friday night, we've been talking. Every Friday night we've been playing, we've been preaching, this is a championship game. This is a championship game. So here we are in a game that actually has a title, City Championship, and it's another Friday night game. It's another championship game in that aspect. Now we know the climate and what it means. Whenever you're playing against people that you know and you're real familiar with, and you know we know that the other team wants to win the game as bad as we do, and we're focused and we're locked in, and you know, we're trying to go the extra mile just to make sure we're prepared. And I feel real confident in our preparation for this game. I feel confident in our players' preparation, our players' focus. Now we have to do is go out and execute the assignments to the best of our ability and see what happens.
This is the Brunswick County Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, overshadowed and all this, I know it's not overshadowed with you guys. It's our region opener.
It is. We talk about that also. I mean, it's just another phase of the goals we're trying to have. I mean, we want to go 1-0 in our region game, our first one, because you know you win those games in region, you control your own destiny. So we don't want to fall behind with a loss. And it just happens to be that it is our rival team. It is the team that has a championship title to it as well. So it's that we want to go 1-0. We want to win. One of our goals that we set for ourselves throughout the year is becoming city champions. That's the first of the championship roles. We talk about trying to be city champions. We talk about trying to be region champs. We talk about trying to be state champs. So this is the very first step. It's the city champ.
Coach, this is the 78th meeting between Brunswick High and that other school from the south end of town. We lead the series 38-37, and there's two ties. We've dominated.
I can guarantee there won't be a tie.
There won't be a tie Friday night, but it took Brunswick High, 6 or 7 years to win a game in the series. Started out 0-8-2 in the series, and since then, we've kind of dominated the series overall, and we lead it overall, but against a school that's been playing football probably 50 or 60 years more than we have. So I don't like them, Coach. I'll just break it out for you.
Yep. In recent years, they've got the best of us, and we know that. We still have a bad taste in our mouth. My first few years here, we lost in that game, and we were able to pull it out last year after a heartbreaking loss the year before. We were able to get a great victory last year, and we want to build on that. We want to be in that driver's seat where we're having the shirts that say back to back and three-peat, and we're looking for all that stuff. Then, and you can't get those shirts without winning them consecutively. So this is another step as we're going to go out to this game just as hungry as ever that we've ever been, and you're gonna see probably the best football that you've seen from us so far this year.
Glenn's struggling coming into the game, 1-2-1, but in a rivalry game, you can throw all that out the window. Coach, what do they do on offense and what do they do on defense that we've got to be prepared for?
Just addressing the record, we are 0-0 right now in region play, and so are they. 0-0. You throw out the preseason games, they're gone. We're not worried about that. We're not worried about any rankings. We're just going out to play our best. Now, what we have to prepare for, they're gonna, their defense scheme has not changed much. They're very good at what they do, so they don't really have to change much of it. Their defensive lines are strength. They're gonna try to get after us hard. They're gonna try to make us one-dimensional. They're gonna try to stop the run. Well, we're gonna try to run the football. I mean, that's our identity this year. We're not changing that identity for anybody, but we do know that we have the capability of throwing if need to be. We just choose to throw the ball when we want to throw the ball, not because we have to. And I want to keep that mentality there and You know, we're expecting to see some blitz packages. We're expecting to see their safeties start to creep up in the box, do whatever they can do to try to stop the run. But they're gonna have their hands full doing it. We're gonna get after them. We have some good, you know, designs to go against their defense. We know that they're gonna give us different blitz packages and different pressures. We already know that's there. We know that they're gonna try to steal possessions. They're gonna try to do it with special teams play. They're gonna try to do onside kicks. They're gonna try to do fake punts. We know they're coming. We know they're there. We just have to execute our plan to make sure we stop it. We know they're gonna come after our punter. We know they're gonna try to get a block there. We know that they're gonna do trick plays against us. They're gonna do anything they can to try to create a momentum. We just gotta make sure when we come out and play that we weather the storm in the beginning. Emotions are going to be high on both sides, and we got to make sure that we play through those emotions and play the type of ball that we know that we're capable of playing. And we got to let loose. A lot of times in this game, the buttholes of our players get tight, and so do the coaches. We got to, hey, you know what? Let's get loose and let's rock and roll. Let's play hard, have fun, and expect a victory.
Coach, I know you probably had this discussion with your wide receivers. You said all year you've been waiting for that complete game out of the wide receiver group. And if Glenn comes out trying to blitz a lot, our guys are going to be in one-on-one coverage. And, you know, it'll be...
Oh, they're going to be in one-on-one coverage. So. We got to protect the quarterback and make the throws. And our receivers got to make the plays. I'm very confident in our kids, and we can do it. I mean, we, you know, all summer long, we did the 7-on-7s. We didn't do it for anything. We just didn't do it just to do it. We did it. We did it very successfully. We won championships in doing that. So if it comes to it and we got to throw the ball, then we'll just beat you in the air.
Any last comments, Coach, before we wrap it up tonight and get ready to go play those folks?
No, just this game is going to be exciting. We know it's going to be exciting. We know it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. It's going to be, you know, every time we play these guys, it's a game to remember. I mean, I've been in this series now. This is my fifth time playing this game, and we have just been getting after it. Even when we played them in the springtime, I mean, it's just been an electric atmosphere. It's been so much fun getting after it. You're going to see the best that we have. You're going to see the best that Glenn has. And if you are in this community, you're doing yourself a disjustice if you're not at this ballgame.
Win, Coach. I got that build on Saturday and Sunday. You know that, right?
I do.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggy's Pizza at 7:30 p.m. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Francis,
go Pirates!
All right.